From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama goes to Wall Street to speak about the economy today, exactly 1 year after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. He's expected to describe what the government has done to bring the economy back from the brink. He's also expected to urge the financial industry to avoid the risky actions that led to the meltdown. Bernard McSherry is vice president of Coutone & Company in New York. He said 1 year ago, traders feared the entire system would collapse.
We're all used to seeing stocks go up and down, but the idea that the entire market was plummeting in a way that could threaten everything was very, very difficult emotionally for people. There were some days coming into work that it felt kind of like going to war.
He said the federal bailout of the bank saved the system at the last minute. President Obama continues his blitz to reclaim momentum in the debate over his health care overhaul plan. He appeared on 60 Minutes last night. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Since his speech to a joint session of Congress last week, the president has kept a steady stream of pressure up. In a recorded interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, Mr. Obama stresses that he wants to reform health care the right way.
I have no interest in having a bill get passed that fails, that doesn't work. I intend to be president for a while, and once this bill passes, I own it.
But as the president works to galvanize his supporters, Republicans, including House Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, are saying that the Obama administration's plan is as unacceptable as the current health care system. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
China says it's investigating the alleged dumping of American auto parts and chicken products. The move comes just 2 days after President Obama announced steep tariffs on Chinese tires. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
China says the investigation, which could lead to sanctions, isn't retaliation for the steep tariffs on Chinese tires. It says it acted in response to domestic industries raising concerns about dumping subsidies and other unfair trade practices. But China's been furious about the new duties, accusing the US of protectionism. On Sunday, Xinhua News Agency said the tariffs could lead to the loss of 100,000 jobs, costing the Chinese tire industry $1 billion. And the dispute is threatening to worsen. The U.S. Commerce Department has made a preliminary decision to impose extra duties on Chinese steel pipes. The new trade tensions come just weeks before Mr. Obama is due to host the Chinese president at a G20 summit. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The European Union said today its foreign policy chief will meet with Iran's chief negotiator on nuclear power on October 1st to discuss Iran's nuclear program. The agreement to meet came in a telephone call between the two men this morning. It hasn't been disclosed where the meeting will take place. This is NPR News. An Islamist website posted an audio tape today purporting to be from Osama bin Laden. The man asserted that President Obama is powerless to stop the war in Afghanistan. He blamed the war on the pro-Israeli lobby and corporate interests. The speech was released 3 days after the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Bin Laden has released similar statements about this time in the past. The identity of the speaker could not be authenticated. It appeared at a website often used by supporters of al-Qaeda. A New York State senator goes on trial today on charges he assaulted his girlfriend. Senator Hiram Monserrat first made headlines in June when he helped Republicans stage a Senate coup against his fellow Democrats. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Monserrat and fellow Democrat Pedro Espada joined a Republican-dominated coalition that overthrew the Democratic majority. The situation was resolved a month later. Monserrat joined the state Senate last year just after he got into an argument with his girlfriend, who required 20 stitches. He denies he attacked her in a jealous rage and says he fell into her while holding a glass of water. Conviction on the most serious charge would mean a prison term and the loss of his Senate seat. But the woman, Carla Giraldo, has changed her story. She originally said Monserrat sliced her face with a piece of broken glass, but when Monserrat was about to be arrested, said it was an accident and didn't want to press charges. Jury selection starts today. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
In tennis, Roger Federer will face Juan Martín del Potro in the men's final at the U.S. Open in New York today. He advanced by beating Novak Djokovic yesterday. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.